Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. God wants us to overcome and be led by the Spirit. The Bible says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." The way you're going to overcome is because of the fact that you let God be God to you, and you truly are a son of God. Now Romans 8:14 says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." If you're going to be led by the Spirit of God, then you will really be a son of God. And we've been talking about overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. One of those is not being God inside-minded. Once you have received the Holy Spirit, which is received subsequent to salvation, He is dwelling in you. And you need to know you are the temple of God. He is dwelling in you, and this temple is holy. And the temple of God is to have no agreement with idols. You are the temple of the living God. He says, "I'll dwell in you and walk in you." And also a second thing is we need to separate ourselves from things that are unclean and things that are of the world. The Bible says we're to not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we're to come out from among everything that is not of Him, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. Then He says, "I'll receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you'll be sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, God wants you to be separate from the things of this world. Remember, if you are of the world, as far as walking in the ways of the world, friendship of the world makes you an enemy with God, and we cannot allow that to happen in our life. Another point we pointed out is you got to put the Word first place in your life, because the Holy Spirit is going to take the Word, write it in your heart and mind, and He's going to confirm that Word. He's going to lead you by the Word of God. The Word of God is going to lead you. It's going to keep you. It's going to talk with you. It is a lamp and a light to your paths. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all truth according to the ways of the Word. We also talked about the fact that you got to be sure you check everything out in line with the Scriptures. The Bereans checked it out, and that's very important so that we're not deceived. We need to be sure that what we're hearing, what we're thinking, what we're doing is in line with the Word. Then we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Another point we talked about is we've got to walk by faith, not by sight. If you're moved by what you see, if you're moved by what you feel, if you're moved by the way things look, then you're going to be led by the flesh or by what the enemy's doing out there with the circumstances. Instead, you're to be led by the Spirit, by the Word of God, by what is coming forth from your spirit, not from your flesh. Another hindrance is mistrust of God. You need to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. God is faithful. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths." And God's going to direct your steps. He's going to lead you step by step. Another point we pointed out is we've got to be pliable before the Lord. Psalms 37, verse 4, the Bible talks about delighting yourself also in the Lord. This word delight means to be pliable or to be soft. Soft, pliable, yielding, adaptable, or bendable as such. This is the way we've got to do. Make yourself pliable in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Because He's going to lead you step by step, and you've got to be yielded to Him so He can direct you to see the will of God come to pass in your life. Another thing is we got to deny ourselves. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. If you don't deny yourself, you're not going to be able to follow Jesus, and you won't be led by the Holy Spirit. Also, thoughts that are not of the Lord, that are of a fleshly mind, or feelings that come from the flesh, will lead you astray. You can't walk by your feelings. That's the voice of the flesh. You've got to watch a fleshly mind. We cannot have a carnal mind that produces death. It is a spiritual mind, a mind renewed to the truth that is going to be led by the Holy Spirit, because it's going to be according to the Word of God. Another thing that's important is we've got to commit our way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto Him. The Bible says in Psalms 37:5, commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So commit your way to Him. Follow Him. He's going to lead you in the right paths. Also, cares and anxieties, we're talking about at the end of the last broadcast, will hinder you from walking in fellowship with the Lord. You are not going to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit if you're full of care and worry and anxiety. If you're full of care, worry, and anxiety, you're obviously not praying the Word of God, and you're not having your focus upon the Lord, and you're going to be hindering the flow of the Holy Spirit in your life. Now, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 27, the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." Here we see an important point. He said, "I, being in the way." Are you in the way? Are you walking in the way of the Lord? If you're walking in the way of the Lord continuously, otherwise your life is sold out to the Lord, and you're continuing in the Word. If you're being in the way, then the Lord is going to lead you, and that's exactly what happened. The Lord led him to the place where he was to go. Then down in verse 40, the Lord, he said unto me, "The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with me." Here the first verse 27 said, "I being in the way." Then down in verse 40, it says, "Before whom I walk." Are you walking in that way? Step by step, we need to be in the way of the Lord according to the Word. And then we need to be walking it out step by step. And then what's going to happen? God's going to send His angels before you and prosper your way. Praise God. Then down in verse 48, he talks about, "Blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which hath led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son." See, he found the one that was his wife. And how did he find this one that was to be his wife? First he was in the way, then he was walking in line with it, and the angel was sent before him to prosper his way. And because of that, he was led in the right way, and he obtained that which he was believing that he was receiving from the Lord. It's important that you're walking in the way of the Lord. That's a way of holiness. That's a way of righteousness. That's a way according to His Word. And we're going to walk step by step. You can't be with the Lord one minute and then walking in the ways of the world the next. Walking in after righteousness one minute and then yielding your members to sin the next. That's not walking consistently. You are not going to be led by the Holy Spirit if you do not develop a consistent walk with the Lord. And you must understand that the angels of God are going to go forth and they are going to prosper your way. And the Holy Spirit is going to lead you in the right way to go. You know, Psalms 103 verse 20 talks about how the angels hearken to the voice of the Word. And over in Matthew 26:53, the Bible says how Jesus said, "Thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my Father, and He'll presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" When you're doing the things of the Word of God, when you're hearkening to His commandments, when you're speaking the Word of God, hearkening to speaking His Word, the angels will go forth and they will accomplish that. Also, they respond to prayer. Jesus could pray and then the angels would come and minister to Him and for Him. And they'll do the same thing for us. Angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. So you got to put your angels forth. And this is going to be because of you walking in the right way, confessing the Word of God, praying the Word of God. See, this shows evidence that you are truly walking with the Lord. Many people want to be led by the Holy Spirit, but the problem is they don't have a consistent walk with the Lord. And no wonder they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. Another hindrance is not humbling yourself and proving yourself before God by walking in His way. This goes right along with this. You know, God's way is a way of holiness. You know, He resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. We've got to humble ourselves. In fact, in Deuteronomy 8:2, He talks about remembering all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. How did He lead him? He led him to humble him and to prove him, to find out what's in his heart. you're going to be led. And if you humble yourself and you prove yourself before God by walking in His ways, then you're going to see that you are going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to enter into the things that God has for you. We've got to realize that things come step by step in our life. Psalms 37:23, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. This word good has been put in by the translator because it's denoting a different word for man in the Hebrew. It is not the normal word for man, but this is talking about the valiant man, the overcoming man. The steps of the valiant, overcoming man, the courageous man, are ordered or established, ordained by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. God is going to lead you step by step, but, you know, it's only for those that are overcomers. Those that don't overcome, they're not going to get too far. You've got to walk with the Lord and overcome in your life. Overcome sin. Overcome the works of the enemy. You're going to be involved in spiritual warfare. You're going to be walking according to His Word, and these steps are ordered by the Lord, and you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Another point to being hindrance to being led by the Holy Spirit is if you don't drive your enemies out and root them out of your life. In Amos chapter 2, verse 9, he talks about the Amorite, the enemy, and it talked about how his height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet it says, I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath. And also I brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. You're going to possess the promises of God in your life because you are going to cut off every work of the enemy, his fruit from above. You're going to repent and turn away from it, and his roots from beneath. Everything that is the root cause of the problems in your life must be eliminated so that then you can be yielded to the Holy Spirit and you will not be hindered in walking in the ways of the Lord. So we need to be ready to deal with the enemy. People that don't want to deal with the enemy and drive them out, they're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit, because God's going to bring you up against your enemies to drive them out so that you can walk in victory and possess your land. Well, apply these principles and watch the Holy Spirit lead you in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.